Welcome to the Kingdom Life podcast, where we equip ourselves with godly wisdom so that we can go into the world as kings and priests, manifesting all that the kingdom of God is.
But here's the point, guys, that I'm making. I'm saying to you, us as a church, the world is getting darker. You know, it's getting darker. It's getting darker here. Ignorance, apathy, complacency, just survive the day. Go to work, surviving tomorrow is another day. I hope that's not the mentality of our church. Because it's to the detriment of the prosperity of this church. Because you won't grow in your giving. The Bible says, arise, shine, for your light has come. Behold, darkness, ignorance, apathy, complacency, survive the day mentality. Tomorrow is another day. Let's survive today. Shall cover the earth and gross darkness the people, but the Lord will rise upon thee and the Lord will be seen upon thee, and Gentiles will come to your light. And look around you, the level of ignorance telling you no competition. You know the Bible says, you are God's workmanship. You know what the word workmanship means? You are God's masterpiece. You know how you become God's masterpiece? The Bible says you are God's workmanship, created in Christ to do good works, to solve problems. And the more problems you solve, the more you will prosper and go forward in life. Four things I want to share to you quickly, and I've got 5 minutes to make sure to wrap this thing up. Four things. Number one, that will prevent you from becoming a problem solver. Number one, beware of the fear of making mistakes, because that will stop you from being a problem solver. When you fear making mistakes, you're a perfectionist. And because of that, you don't want to dirty your hands. You're scared to blame you. That's the biggest problem, number one. Number two, when you solve problems, you will be criticized. It's benchwarmers that are good about criticizing. So when you solve problems, you're going to be criticized. And because you get criticized, you say, I don't want to solve problems. Be careful of that. Number three, when you solve problems, people will offend you. So beware of offense. When they offend you, you say, I take a step back. I don't want to get involved. This useless bunch of people, I don't want to do anything for them. Be careful of that. Offense is another thing. And the fourth thing that you must beware of is beware of routine and complacency and playing it safe. Because those things will hinder you from exploring your ability to solve problems. You know, John 3:16, I said to you that Jesus is the express image of the Father. We are predestined to conform to the image of Jesus Christ. John 3:16 says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in him should not perish. Now, if you are predestined to conform to the image of Jesus, now think about John 3:16 in your life. God loved your world so much that he gave you as a gift to your world, and God wants people to believe in you, to trust you. That's why, Christians, you can't let people down. Okay? Sometimes you can because of circumstances, but not all the time. God wants people to believe in you. Whoever believes in you should not go backwards. But what will happen to them? They will go forwards, advance, not perish. Now, I want to close with this. You're a king and a priest. Jesus died to make you king and a priest. Do you know that kings and priests in the Old Testament, their major mission in their ministry and life was to solve problems? The priest solved problems with this thing called Urim and Thummim. The priest and the prophets were always there on site, on demand, when there was a problem to bring the word of the Lord to the situation. Kings always, their main function was to solve problems. Now, in the book of 1 Kings chapter 3, from verse 5, you'll read about a very nice story about a problem solver and how that rocketed his fame into a world-class king. In the book of 1 Kings chapter 3, we read about Solomon. The Bible says, in Gibeon, the Lord appeared to Solomon in a dream by night, and God said, ask what I shall give thee. This is what Solomon says. Give me an understanding heart to judge thy people, that I may discern between good and bad. Who is able to judge this so great a people? What is he saying? Give me the ability to solve people's problems. In verse 9. Give me the ability to be a problem solver, a troubleshooter, to bring solutions to my world. And what does the Bible say? And the speech pleased the Lord. When you get involved in solving problems, you are getting involved in your mission. And the Bible says, the speech pleased the Lord. And God said, and because you've not asked for riches and fame and long life, God says, because you've asked for this to help people with their problems, God says, I will give you long life. I will give you wealth. I will give you everything else, plus this thing that I've given to you to solve people's problem. That's what wisdom is. Wisdom is the ability to use knowledge to understand where people are coming from and be able to provide a solution to their problems. And God said, I have given you this. Now, immediately after that conversation that Solomon has with God, who appears before him? Two harlots. Immediately after that. Go read that in the same chapter. And what were the problem? Both of them were prostitutes. Both of them had a child. And obviously they were looking for government grant. Okay. And in the night, either one was too fat, something happened. She rolled over and killed the baby. And then she took a dead baby and gave it to the other one, took the live baby and took it for herself. And the next morning, both of them were claiming ownership to the baby. And they go to Solomon. And both of them were claiming ownership to the baby. And they go to Solomon. And what happens? He is able to solve the problem by working on the instinct of the mother. And what that done to Solomon, it actually made him a world-class king. The Bible says in verse 28 of 1 Kings chapter 3, and all Israel heard of the judgment which the king had judged, and they feared the king. The word feared means respected. When you bring solutions to your world, people will respect you. And they saw the wisdom that God was, they saw that the wisdom of God was in him to do judgment, to solve problems. So as a king and a priest, every one of us, we have a mission. Our mission is to solve problems. You know, let me say this in closing. Your gift, and the brand can come up, your gift will make room for you and bring you before great people. That's what the Bible says, right? Do you know something? God can create a problem in people's life and put the solution in your life for your promotion. How do we know that? The story of Joseph. God had a plan and a purpose for Joseph. What was the plan? For him to become the governor. How did God bring him to the place? He put a problem in the king. What was the problem? The king had a dream. And the king needed somebody to solve that riddle, right? And who was in prison with a riddle? Joseph. God is the master of doing those things. Putting problems in people, giving you solution so that he can promote you. So that he can bring wealth to you. There's another example of Daniel. Daniel had the ability to interpret dreams. And he was a nobody in Babylon. What did God do? He put the problem with the king. He gave the king the problem. The king had a dream, and he knew that was significant for his political career. Nobody in Babylon had the solution. But who? Daniel. God, when he brings problems your way, he's setting you up for something great, something wonderful, something awesome. Become a problem solver in your home, at your workplace, in society, and the church is the society. And you got to start by developing every morning you get up, you got to say to yourself, this is my meditation. This is the image that I have of me on the inside. I have a message to my world, and I am sent with a mission, and my mission is to solve the problems of every person that comes my way. You're not going to be the Messiah, but in some little way, you can add value to people's lives. Those that you live with, those that you work with, those that you fellowship with. Let's internalize this message. Let's pray.
Thank you for joining us as we equipped, prepared, and edified ourselves for the week ahead. As you go into the world, may the Lord bless you, protect you, look on you with favor, and keep you. Until next time, God bless.